This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise.
To wake on up.
Wake up
with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Shot clock is dark. The Warriors don't have to shoot it. Buddy Hield's going to dribble this one out. And a gutsy, hard-fought, huge victory for Golden State as they win game one with Steph Curry back in the locker room with a strained left hamstring for over half the game. And the Warriors, with only one day of rest after a tough game seven, they have captured game one of this Western Conference semifinal series. Final score from the Target Center, Golden State 99 and Minnesota 88.
Oh, heck yeah.
You're damn right, Jana Mountain View. Oh, heck yes. Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. 99-88, game one, Western Conference semis goes to the road team, so they continue the trend. As I say good morning to all you lovely people, just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school, getting ready for whatever. Joe Shasky, good morning. Sam Lubman, good morning. Carter, good morning. And man, there's a lot baked into this one. First and foremost, you got the win. You lost Stephen Curry for most of that game. He only played 13 minutes, strained hamstring, and we will continue to monitor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll continue to monitor it, Goo, throughout the show, throughout the day. Whatever news we get, we will relay it to you, the people. But a massive win, a defensive masterclass from Draymond Green, from Jimmy Butler, and Buddy Buckets. When you needed him the most, in Game 7, in Game 1, it doesn't matter. Buddy Hield was incredible, yet again, you had contributions from everyone in this game. Pat Spencer, you kidding me? I think all of us need to shave our beards and just get the mustache. Carter, shave that beard. I don't know if you can grow in Chasky. Sam Lubman, shave it. We all need the mustaches in honor of Pat Spencer. But wow, what a win. The emotions are all over the place. Good morning, Joe.
Game win stealing. I can't. I'm out here reeling. Are you kidding me? What a son of a gun. Woo! 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 I feel like Ric Flair this morning. I want to start here and just right off the rip. You can make an argument that was the best offense, defense, emotional control game for Draymond Green since Game 7, 2016. The game that the team lost, Father's Day, against LeBron James. I thought he was spectacular. But to me, the number one thing, and I want to give this man praise, we crushed this guy for every lineup combination, every win, every loss. We nitpick. We do everything. This was all about Steve Kerr. I mean, this really was. Steve Kerr, I honest to God believe, I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of the best wins I have seen in the 15 years that this team has been put together. He pulled every string. He called timeouts so brilliantly to stop momentum. He used substitutions to get a feel for what was working, what wasn't. He got everyone involved early in the game. At one point, I believe they might have used 13 guys in total, all right? Steph Curry got hurt, and they won a game going away on the road with less than 20 hours of rest flying across the country when no one thought they could win, myself included. Steve Kerr was absolutely brilliant in this one. A guy in Jonathan Kuminga, who we all have our opinions on him. He dusted him off.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Rode with him. He hit a big three, and he rewarded his confidence. Pat Spencer, who no one in the league knows except diehard Warrior fans, who was a lacrosse player, not only gave you good minutes, he gave you phenomenal minutes with a hook shot off the backboard, being called a YMCA player by Van Gundy. Are you kidding me? Buddy Buckets getting rewarded with another start, wearing the wrong shorts to start the game,
which
I've never even heard of, okay? Causing a delay a game. He rode with Buddy Buckets, and Buddy Buckets has not one, but two of the best back-to-back performances from a non-star player I can remember in the playoffs for the Golden State Warriors. And I got to go further. Draymond with five fouls, and the lead is just, it's hanging in the balance. He goes to the trusted goons, GP2 and Kevon Looney. I say that with all my heart. I don't say that as a backhanded club. I mean that because we love them. And Kevon Looney was amazing with Draymond Green on the bench with five fouls. And they held on. They found a way to win. And Jimmy Butler, the guy you acquired at the deadline, who half this fan base didn't even know could play nice with others. Jimmy Butler found a way to ride you home as GP2's hitting a big three down the stretch. As Buddy Hield is on fire. Kuminga hits a corner three. This team had every lever pulled, and I thought Steve Kerr felt the sense of the moment from the minute the game started to the final whistle. It was a masterclass in Hall of Fame championship level coaching. Steve Kerr, that was the win of all wins. I don't know if it's the best one, but it's one of the best wins I've ever seen for my Warriors. I'm so proud of them.
And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joe Shasky's fired up. I want to hear from Dub Nation all day long. We will be taking your calls right here on 95.7 The Game. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And I get it. People are waking up this morning. They're feeling like you. They're feeling like, oh my God, like how did we win that game? Everything was stacked against us heading into this game, if I'm a Warriors fan, hanging to it. A grueling game, seven-game series against the Houston Rockets. We've been talking about it all postseason long. What's everyone talking about this Warriors team? Age. Jimmy Butler, 35. Draymond Green, 35. Stephen Curry, 37. Oh, the rest versus rust, right? Oh, Minnesota, they're so much younger. They've been fresh. Well, the rest versus rust, I think I've heard that on the broadcast last night for TNT at least 1,000 times from Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy. It looked real. Minnesota looked awful offensively. Awful. And I'm going to give credit to the Warriors, and I'm also going to not give credit to the Warriors at the same time because Minnesota, I don't know what they were doing from the three-point line. It was horrible. But you know what? Steve Kerr just kept chugging along, pulling the right levers, didn't play with it, play without him himself when it comes to rotations. He had a master class of a game plan yesterday and picking and choosing spots. Hey, Quentin Post, maybe it wasn't your time yesterday. Moses Moody, he didn't have it yesterday. Pat Spencer, he had it.
Uh-huh.
Jonathan Kuminga for some possessions, he had it. He had a six spin move yesterday.
And honestly, God, it was ugly early, and I'm glad that Kerr stuck with him.
Yes, absolutely. Guy Santos for a couple minutes. I think you said 13 players, 12 in total for the Warriors played yesterday.
Oh, 12. Okay. 12. I thought the other guy checked in for 40 seconds or whatever.
No, it was Pat Spencer, Moses Moody, Gary Payton, Quentin Post, Guy Santos, Kevon Looney, Jonathan Kuminga. That's what I'm seeing here on the box score.
There should be one more. The guy, the G Leaguer.
Braxton Key.
Braxton Key. I thought he checked in for a possession. I could be wrong. I saw him get up and go to the scorer's table.
It's all right. But that was standing. It was a total team win yesterday.
No doubt.
And I want to hear from Dub Nation at 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And yes, if you're just waking up, We know about Stephen Curry, had to leave the game, only 13 minutes played early in the second quarter, hamstring strain, they are calling it. Be surprised, very surprised. I doubt he plays tomorrow in Minnesota for game two. And any and all information we get from that, whether it's Shams, whether it's from whoever, Ramona Shelburne, I don't even know. We will relay that information to you. And we got Doc Pandya, UCSF Health, joining us in the 7 o'clock hour to discuss this injury.
In a game where you lose Steph Curry and you lose your offense, it was ugly at times in the second half offensively. And we'll get to that. They scored 18 points in the first quarter, all right? And it felt like they actually had a great first quarter. And then you look up after halftime, the lowest point total of the season for Minnesota. The lowest point total. It was 31-44. And in that second quarter, when you find out that Steph Curry is not coming back, this team looked to Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and the rest of the guys to just kind of stabilize things. And I just keep going back to Draymond Green because Draymond was brilliant in that second quarter and in the first half in general. And obviously defensively down the stretch, he was outstanding. But it was the offense for me. The offense, the shooting. He had four threes at halftime. He was unbelievable. You needed someone else to step up. And then cue the third quarter. They go on a run with Buddy Hield hitting bucket after bucket after bucket. I don't know what he ended up with, but at one point he had 14 points in that third quarter, and you could feel it. It was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? This team desperately needed these Buddy moments. They held them to 60 points through three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, with Draymond Green in foul trouble, you just knew it was a matter of time before Ant Edwards, who they held bottled up for about three quarters of this game. He had 1 point at halftime. You knew he was going to go off, and he started attacking the rim. Gobert was a load. You could tell he started to really flex his muscle and his leverage. And I love that this team found a way to take a big punch from Minnesota without their top dog, and they held on the road. This is why you got Jimmy Butler.
That was, I think the word we're both looking for, and I'm going to use right now, is resilient.
Yeah,
that was a resilient 100%. Win. When you lose one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, who was, let's be honest, he was cooking early too. Steph was balling.
He was.
That was going to be a Steph game. He was 5-9, 3-6 overall. He had 13 points early in that second quarter. That was feeling like a 30-burger from Stephen Curry yesterday, and maybe the final score would have looked a lot worse for the Minnesota Timberwolves had Steph stayed healthy in that one, but he had to leave, and that's when you got to lean on your veterans. Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Pods wasn't having it yesterday. He could not shoot the ball very well. He had some moments in the game. He had some big rebounds defensively. He had a couple of assists.
He had some great charges.
He did. He did.
Two.
Yes.
Two big ones.
But Gary Payton, I thought, was huge in this game. Big, big threes when they needed it.
They
had a couple of assists.
They defended without fouling.
Yes.
Very well for a very long stretch. At one point, they had not scored a bucket in the second quarter for almost 6 minutes. I'm talking about Minnesota.
Right.
They defended without fouling so well. Now, eventually, obviously, you're going to regress to the means, and they've got to figure out how to slow down Anthony Edwards attacking the hoop. You have to assume other things are going to change in game two. Connelly is not going to be non-existent. He's going to hit shots. But I thought they took a huge blow across the face, and this team responded. Jimmy with a big stabilizing bucket late. And look, they're going to have to figure out the offense. But guys stepped up when they needed it the most without the franchise's greatest player.
So with 6:02 remaining, this was the game. As far as I was concerned, this was the game right here. So Gobert's at the line, right? Has a chance to cut it to 8 points.
Yes.
Makes 1-2. So it's a 9-point lead. And then right after that, it's a Jimmy Butler rebound off the missed free throw. Buddy Hield, huge three, put them up 12.
Yes.
And then McDaniels on the other end, next possession, driving layup, missed. Looney rebound. Jimmy Butler gets the floater. They put you back up to 14. It's a quick 5-0 run after that. They had a chance to cut it to 8, and instead of being 8, it turns into a 14-point lead with about 5.5 remaining. That was the game right there. That was them saying, no. We're stopping the bleeding right now. We at once had a 23-point lead in this game. Credit to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They finally found it. Listen, they have too much talent for them to just totally put them away in there. They're going to make runs. It's a game of runs, and that's what happened yesterday. Finally, Minnesota made one in the fourth quarter because they were desperate, and they needed to do it. But the Warriors stayed calm, and they didn't panic. We saw some panicking happening within these first three games prior to yesterday, prior to the Cleveland one, and even some panicking yesterday in game two of that Cleveland Pacers game. By the way, just total insanity in sports yesterday. I know you're not locked in on Champions League. Barcelona, Inter Milan, one of the craziest games I've ever seen in my entire life. That went to extra time.
Don't
the
care Pacers, at all.
Sure,
don't,
you don't. You don't.
Do not
stop,
care at all.
Stop. Stop. Pacers, Cleveland Cavaliers, insanity. Tyrese Halliburton, overrate that. Incredible, incredible win for them. They're now up 2-0 heading back to Indiana. And then the Warriors, what they did yesterday.
Hey, let's not forget about my Giants winning in extra innings, you know, blowing the doors off the Cubs.
As you were panicking, talking about Ryan Walker and the Texans.
Well, I don't think Ryan Walker deserves to be the closer. That's a story for a different day.
Fine, exactly. You're talking about not caring. Not about that. I'm not caring about
that. Garlic fries and baseball guys.
Exactly. There you go. But capitalizing all of that was last night's win in Minnesota, and we want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570.
What a win!
What was the most impressive part of that win for you? Because I just come away impressed with the resilience of that team. I think Steve Kerr, a lot of people are saying and chiming in on. I think Buddy Hield, obviously. Jimmy Butler. People love this with Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer with the running hook shots. Are you kidding me?
Pat Spencer was built for the moment. He was built for the moment. He was not afraid.
Sam Van Gundy, to your point on the call for TNT, he's like, whenever I watch this guy, he's just good. Like, that's all he can say. He's like, he's just making winning plays every
NBA
time
player.
He's on there.
He's an NBA player. I'm not here to say that he's a starter. He's an NBA player. And look, the guy was awesome. Fourth quarter, Naz Reid starts hitting shots, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, he was the only one hitting threes.
Naz Reid is obviously a warrior killer. I mean, right when he checked in the first quarter, boom, immediate layup. But he hits a big three, all right? And then DiVincenzo hacks the ever-living you-know-what out of Jonathan Kuminga. They get a strip, boom, and all of a sudden the Warriors get the ball right back. And this was a huge sequence for me. Kuminga hits a corner three off of a Jimmy Butler drive, all right? And then Pods draws an immediate charge. An immediate charge. Mm-hmm. Boom, another buddy three.
Yep.
Like, they stabilize things.
Yep.
So many different points in this game in the fourth quarter. And look, I thought they could have lost this game 50 different ways. As big as the lead was, you know, they DiVincenzo hits a big three right before the end of the third quarter, and you're thinking, oh, boy, here we go. But sense of the moment, Steve Kerr, I thought he pulled all the lineups. I thought he utilized his timeouts brilliantly. If you're a young coach out there, timeouts are not just to strategize. Sometimes they're to kill momentum in the arena. Sometimes it's to just, you know, change up the flow or to explain something. Sometimes it's to install a very brilliant inbound play. They went to an inbound play on a sideline out of bounds. Draymond's the inbounder, okay?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay. They throw it to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy throws it to Buddy. Buddy screens Jimmy. Jimmy goes backdoor. Dre throws a brilliant backdoor pass. Boom, a layup. That's coaching 101. And I just thought his utilization of trying out different combinations of lineups, the feel for the momentum of the game, what was working, what was not working, it's as good as Steve Kerr's ever been.
Do you know what the offensive rebounds were for Jimmy Butler yesterday?
He was unreal.
He had 7.
I know.
7 offensive rebounds.
And
incredible.
It wasn't a scoring game for him, per se, but he hit a couple of big middies that really helped balance the floor out for Buddy Hield later on in the game.
Absolutely. So 20 points for him, 11 boards, and again, 7 of those offensive. 8 assists. He was 2 assists shy from a triple-double, and they needed all... That was a total... Just complete Jimmy Butler masterclass. When we're talking about playoff Jimmy, that's like a Miami Heat playoff Jimmy performance that we're now getting in a Golden State Warriors uniform. It was offensive. It was defense. It was getting every single person involved. And he needed to do that. He needed to be Batman yesterday when Batman and Stephen Curry had to go out. He needed to put the cape on
and Buddy,
put the mask on. And he did it. And Buddy put the Robin mask on.
Are you kidding me?
It was for 24 points. He made as many 3-point shots as the entire Minnesota Timberwolves team did. 5 3-pointers made for Buddy Hield.
He was awesome.
5 in total for Minnesota. And real quick, by the way, in the last 2 games for the Minnesota Timberwolves, I know we're up against it. We're going to break here. Going back to the Lakers series, now this one. In their last 2 games, the Minnesota Timberwolves from beyond the arc, 12 of 76, which is the worst 2-game number in playoff history for a team with over 50 attempts.
They can't shoot, though. Like Naz Reid, Conley's going to hit at some point. McDaniels has a lot of middies. That's not their strength.
No.
And I think this matchup,
well,
as
Edwards
you can
tell, will get hot eventually. Like, he'll have
okay,
a game here or two.
But
like,
he's an inefficient shooter.
Sure.
Right? Like, so I look at this and I go, this series is completely different. How less physical was this game?
It
the
was.
The freedom of movement, it just felt like the offense was wide open. Look, I want to get into all of it. Yep. Who was your player of the game? Was it Draymond? What was it, Buddy? Was it Jimmy Buckets? Was it Pat Spencer?
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Curry, still mouth guard askew. He'll take it across midcourt. Down the right side, now angles left. Now comes back right, moving slowly over the shoulder to Draymond. He'll take a 3. It's up and good! Draymond Green from downtown. The Warriors on a run. They lead 30-20 right now. Golden State has scored the last 10. And now all eyes on number 30 as he tries to walk off something. He's going to walk over to the tunnel. And Curry is going to leave the floor and go right to the locker room. Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game, and you heard it from the man himself, Stephen Curry, leaving with a hamstring strain. He was quickly ruled out, which is very concerning. We'll hear from Steve Kerr, the head coach, after the game about it. He said Steph was, quote, crushed that he had to leave. Hamstrings are tricky. This is going to be an interesting one to monitor as we're talking about a Warriors 99-88 win in Game 1 of the Western Conference Semis. Jimmy Butler was incredible. Draymond Green was incredible. Everyone stepped up in place of Stephen Curry. But, you know, I don't fault Warriors fans for feeling some type of way. It was a bittersweet for some people waking up this morning. There's a lot of intensity and a lot of happiness, obviously, because you needed to get at least one of these two in Minnesota to feel good heading back to Chase Center. And you got that first one. Now, can you do it again without Stephen Curry? That's going to be a question for another day, but we're enjoying this win now, and any and all information we get in regards to Steph and the injury, we will relay that information to you. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, and we got Dr. Nirav Pandya joining us at 7:20 to talk about that injury, professor of orthopedic surgery at UCSF, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Cannot wait for that, our 95-7 The Game injury health insider. When you first saw that, Joe, what was going through your mind?
I was like, praying it was cramps.
You were, I think all of us were, right? Because he grabbed the back of that leg. It's like, God, that's the hamstring, right? Yeah. It's like, ah. And it was very. And what was concerning for me most of all was how fast they ruled him out. I was like, oh, God, that's serious then.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, there's levels to a strain. I mean, I've had
correct.
Multiple
one,
strains.
Grade one, two, or three.
Well, and even within one, there is like a, you know, a minor, and then there's like a severe, right? And so, like, I've had multiple hamstring strains. I don't know where it is on his leg, but I'll tell you this. The bad ones, it locks up the whole back of your leg, and it feels like your entire back of your hamstring and quad area is just like going to explode. I didn't sense that exact same reaction from him. So, look, again, I'm looking for a silver lining. The fact that he jogged a little, the fact that he didn't just stop and completely limp off the floor, because if it locks up completely, like, you're in big trouble. You know what I mean? I'm talking about where you can't even, like, think Chris Paul, when he hurt his hamstring in the playoffs many years ago. When he hurt it, he was completely locked up and, like, hobbled off the floor.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean this can't linger. That doesn't mean it can't get worse. But once you feel it, and even if it's a little, it's going to be super tender. For this could be days. This could be weeks. I don't know. We will see. And obviously the therapy that he's going to get is you know, it's going to be a big factor that he gets what none of us normal people get. He gets around-the-clock therapy. He's going to get, obviously, IDs, all the best electrolytes and all the best stuff to kind of activate whatever is in that tissue to soften it up.
Yeah, there you go.
So the way I'm viewing this is just wait and see. And it's Steph Curry. Every time we think he's out for a longer period, he finds a way to pull the Wolverine act and kind of get back right when the doctor ordered. And I'm hoping that that's the case. But the fact that you won a big game without him, you kind of accomplished what you needed to accomplish, and you bought yourself enough time to where, and I'm being optimistic here, if he is out till game four, I'll take that. Like, I'll take, if we're down 2-1 come game four, I'll take that. You got the split already. You guarantee yourself the split on the road. If you lose the next, excuse me, two, it's not the end of the world. I still think they can win the series without him. Call me, you know, bullish.
Wow.
Call me crazy. No, it would take a hell of adjustments, and they're going to have to increase their offense. I think I overrated this Minnesota team. This is just a better matchup in terms of freedom, because Gobert's going to play a lot. And if Gobert plays a lot, it creates space for us offensively. And if Kuminga is going to, and GP2 and some of these other guys, move without the ball better, I think Jimmy can create things in the half court. They're going to have to run more sets. It's going to be imperative that Pops finds his shot. Draymond's going to continue to have to be assertive. I truly, in my heart of hearts, it would be very difficult. I still think they can win, even if Steph doesn't play another game in the series. Yeah. I really do.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm dead serious.
This game one gave me very similar vibes to the game one between the Houston Rockets, when it was pretty tight after the first quarter, and then they just went on a huge run in the second, and they won the game. Similar to yesterday against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that Rockets series ended up going seven. So I'm not going to overreact to one game like that, especially if Stephen Curry is going to be out for maybe a week, and we'll see. Again, we don't know. Day-to-day right now is what Steve Kerr's calling it, but they're going to know more information after an MRI. So we'll wait and see there. But it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. But I got to be honest, mentioning that Rocket series, when I saw that hamstring strain, like, I had to think about, like, man, does this happen if you take care of business in five games last series? Like, does that happen? That extra wear and tear from that series, like, that crept into my mind. Whether that's fair or foul, like, it crept into my mind, like, man, the guy's older, and that pound of flesh taken out of that Houston series, that had to be a contributing factor of what took place yesterday.
Not the 9 games in 15 days to end the season by the league.
It's all of it.
No, I know, but to me, it's the bigger issue. No, the bigger issue is not just the game seven, because what happens is the playoffs. Like, the Rockets deserve a lot of credit. Like,
so you're blaming the league for doing that, instead of just blaming the team itself for not wrapping up business.
The
Stop.
No. I'm not allowing you to do this. No. The league has had a problem. I've been on it for over 10 years.
Oh, my God.
82 games is too long. They had too many back-to-backs. They had 9 games in 15 days to end the season. 9 games in 15 days. You don't need thousands of play-in games. No, I'm sorry. This is on the league as well.
Not the team for being up 3-1 and not failing to put them away.
Of course that's a factor.
Okay.
Of course
that's
a factor.
That's all I needed.
Of course that's a factor. Yeah. But if you don't think that the schedule is a huge problem for the players' union and the coaches down the stretch, what were you watching the last 2 months? We watched a sprint by seven teams in the West where they couldn't rest any single night, and everyone, the Nuggets included, and the Clippers included, the Timberwolves included,
yes,
all these teams played a gazillion games down the stretch. No, this is on the league and the schedule makers as well. It's not one thing. It's a lot of things.
Okay. 888-957-9570. We'll continue to monitor the Stephen Curry injury situation, hamstring strain, they are calling it. And again, we'll talk to Dr. Nirav Pandya at 720. And Dr. Nirav Pandya is our 95.7 The Game Injury Insider and Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at UCSF Health. And your biggest and most impressive part of yesterday's win is what? 888-957-9570. Is it Pat Spencer coming in and we're doing running hook shots? Is it Buddy Buckets? Is it Jimmy Butler? Is it, hell, not even a player, but the coach himself? Was it Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, playing a very controlled and within himself game? Man, that three-point shot, it's back. Hey, I'm not mad at it. Keep shooting, Draymond, 4 of 10.
Draymond was amazing.
He was great. And 18 of 42 overall from beyond the arc. And again, I can't mention this enough, the ineptitude that was the Minnesota Timberwolves three-point shot. It was really Naz Reid, and that was it. 5 of 29 overall. And you know what? It was interesting because they were talking about on the broadcast, Joe, Stan Van Gundy, and we were listening to Coach Kerr on the sideline talking to him, is, hey, continue to guard that three-point line. They weren't letting them get back into the game via the three-point shot. And Stan Van was like, wait, they're not shooting well at all, Steve. Maybe you want to like let them keep shooting. But Steve was like, no. All it takes is a couple, and they're going to get their confidence back in that stroke. Make them work for it inside the paint. I will live with that. And that's what happened, and the Warriors ended up winning the game.
Look, Jaden McDaniels is going to continue to be a problem on both ends of the floor. I thought he did a really good job in the mid-game, the mid-range game, and he got some really nice shots. But there's one element that I can't unsee. He does over-jump a lot. I mean, the misdirection of Buddy Hield and Steph Curry early on in this game, he was all over the place. All over the place. He's a good defender. Amen Thompson is a better defender at this point in his career. And I watched that Timberwolves defense, and as good as Gobert is as a rim protector, and believe me, he is awesome. I think we underrate how good he is. Gobert is awesome. There's more space. There's less physicality in this series. I think, look, they are going to have to make offensive adjustments, and they're going to have to find offense, because it's going to be totally different when now Minnesota has an opportunity to game plan without Steph Curry. Right. That changes everything. There's not a question in my mind. I just think it's easier to score on Minnesota than it was Houston in general. There's a lack of physicality. And with that one singular big who does want to like kind of move around a lot in Gobert, I do think there's actually more space. The other element that I watch in this game, which I actually love, Julius Randle is hollow points. He can't create for others. He takes bad shots. Yes, he's physically...
He does get to the line. So
no doubt.
He was putting the like Draymond Green, obviously, with five fouls. So like he will put the other team in foul trouble.
Who's he guarding? No one. That's the answer. Who's he setting up for?
He might have the Jimmy Butler assignment next game. Because that's going to be the guy they're going to try to double team. Because if there's no Steph, which we all think there's going to be no Stephen Curry, like they're going to try to force anyone else. Hey, Buddy Hield, do it again. Draymond Green, do it again. Brandon
Podolski, like
do it again.
I think that opens up the floor for some of these other guys. Like, but right now, Buddy's clearly on a heater, and that could go away at any point. We haven't seen nothing from Moody. We haven't seen much from Pods from beyond the arc. Quinton Post, I actually thought he gave him a couple of decent minutes. I think he will be able to play at some point in the series. I actually like the overall floor game for the other players offensively in this matchup against Minnesota way more than I did against Houston. This is just a totally different matchup. Now, that being said, they present problems offensively that we haven't even seen. Conley's going to hit.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. He's going to hit some miraculous shots. And Anthony Edwards, he had a little glimpse of it in the fourth quarter. He is going to be very difficult to stop going downhill. And at some point, he's going to hit shots from the outside. But I like our matchups here.
Adam and SF, Dave, Queen T, Jason, all of you, I'll get to you on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by the Golden State Valkyries inaugural season, which is here. And fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Chase Center. And this Friday, we are giving away two pairs of tickets to the home opener on May 16th. That is this Friday when tickets to the Valkyries home opener on May 16th. Tickets are available at Valkyries.com. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I do want to know what the emotional level is with Dub fans right now. Is it relief? Is it joy? Is it, you know, bittersweetness, if you will, with that Stephen Curry injury, but a huge win nonetheless baked into it all. How are we feeling right now, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. It's Bedoni, Jaskies, the Morning Roast. We're rolling, baby, on 95.7 The Game. 99-88, the victory for Golden State as they improved to 1-0 on this series. And as all the road teams in these Western and Eastern Conference semis went 1-0, and then obviously the Pacers yesterday with a huge comeback. They go up 2-0 heading back to Indiana. So that series is incredible. These playoffs have just been incredible, quite frankly. And we're asking Dub Nation right now the emotional aspect to this game for you. How were we feeling when you woke up? Obviously, the news of Stephen Curry, huge. He was ruled out quickly in that game with a hamstring strain. We're going to talk to Dr. Nirav Pandya in about half hour at 7:20. R95.7 The Game, Injury Insider, Professor of, I got to get it right here, orthopedic surgery at UCSF. Love Doc, know him personally, great guy, knows his stuff, very, very tapped in on all things sports-related injuries. So we'll talk about that at 7:20 with him. But in the meantime, I want to get some calls, Joe, because a lot of people have been very patient. Well, and the most impressive.